USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First responders are not stopping their efforts at the site of the deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida.
We're able to remove 124 tons of debris, which is equivalent now to 5 million pounds of debris off the pile.
Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky saying federal agencies and out-of-town rescuers are still helping search through the piles of debris. As Tropical Storm Elsa continues to head towards Florida, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is telling his state to get ready for a lot of rain.
You will see flash flooding conditions in many parts of Florida as this thing moves through.
He says the northern part of the state could get hit especially hard. However, DeSantis saying evacuations on a wide scale likely will not be needed. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
At least 150 people were shot dead following a violent 4th of July weekend. The Gun Violence Archive says there were more than 400 shootings reported in major cities across the United States. In Chicago, 83 people were shot. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the court system needs to keep offenders off the streets and give them real consequences.
The outcome of a safer weekend is the criminal justice system, which includes the courts. So if the courts are continuing to release violent people we arrest, the outcomes of our strategy are less effective than they could be.
Britney Spears is stepping away from the stage and entering into retirement. At least that's according to her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph. Multiple reports say Rudolph recently submitted his letter of resignation to Spears' personal conservator, Jody Montgomery, and her father, Jamie Spears. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The price for a gallon of gasoline is up again this week for a national average of $3.12 a gallon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
That 312 is up 95 cents from a year ago. And according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, demand could be at an all-time high.
Gasoline demand over the July 4 holiday was amongst the highest in years as motorists took to the roads to celebrate Independence Day. We easily saw the highest gasoline consumption on record since the summer of 2019. And it's possible, after additional data comes in, that it indeed may have been close to record-setting gasoline demand.
Across the country, Mississippi had the lowest statewide average of $2.73 a gallon, while California had the highest at a whopping $4.28.
Matthew McConaughey is speaking about unity on Twitter, and that's fueling speculation that he could be entering Texas politics. The actor, who lives in Austin, used the 4th of July holiday to call for Americans to come together.
We each have innate abilities that others don't have as people and as states, but at the same time, we are all in this together. And if you don't purchase that, move on.
Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight tips off between the Milwaukee Bucks and Phoenix Suns at 9:05 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.